AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. North Korea says it has arrested an American university student for alleged anti-state acts. Pyongyang's Korean Central News Agency is reporting that authorities are investigating the student, who it says entered the North as a tourist. It says the student allegedly plotted to undermine the North system and has links to the U.S. government. Well, the federal government is closing its offices in Washington at noon as the nation's capital braces for an epic blizzard. The AP's Ross Simpson reports.
This is a big storm. It's going to impact 51 million people from North Carolina to Kentucky and up the East Coast. The director of the National Weather Service says it's going to shut down everything in its wake.
It is setting up to affect the entire mid-Appalachian region through the mid-Atlantic to New York City, Long Island, and extreme southern New England, with the potential of a very heavy snowfall.
Washington, D.C. is in the bullseye and could see up to 2 feet of snow. Further south, ice is expected to be the issue. Ross Simpson, Washington.
An Atlanta area grand jury has indicted a police officer who fatally shot an unarmed naked man. The indictment coming after prosecutors presented their case against Officer Robert Olson of the DeKalb County Police Department. The charges include felony murder. Olson shot Anthony Hill March 9th while responding to a call of a man behaving erratically outside a suburban Atlanta apartment complex. An Oklahoma judge sentenced former patrolman Daniel Holtzclaw for sexually attacking women. AP correspondent Sean Murphy reports the 29-year-old will likely spend the rest of his life behind bars.
This is essentially a life sentence. The judge ordered all of these sentences on these counts to run consecutively for 263 total years. It's unlikely he would ever get out of prison.
This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says it's okay with him that the establishment is warming up to him.
You know what? There's a point at which let's get to be a little establishment. We got to get things done, folks, okay? Believe me, don't worry. We're going to make such great deals. But at a certain point, you can't be so strident. You can't not get along. We got to get along with people.
Trump referred to rival Ted Cruz as strident in his remarks in Las Vegas. GOP candidate Marco Rubio appeared on NBC's Tonight Show, telling Jimmy Fallon that if his run for president doesn't work out, he has a dream job in mind.
I want to be like commissioner of the NFL, which is more powerful than president sometimes.
You want to be commissioner of the NFL?
Yeah. I mean, they have one now. I'm just saying that when the next one comes up, because I'm serious. That's a great job. You don't have, like, you have a lot of power in that job. You can, like, suspend people.
Rival Jeb Bush says while his mother is in his latest campaign ad and he expects his brother to join him on the trail, he doesn't want to lean too much on his famous family. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.